The daughters of former boxing champions Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier square off in the ring tonight. Layla Ali and Jackie Frazier will fight at a casino on the Oneida Indian Nation in upstate New York. Preparations for the most prominent match in the history of women's boxing have been closely watched by the Kitchen Sisters, producers Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva. Today, the second of two profiles. Layla Ali, a 23-year-old entrepreneur from Los Angeles, is already into her second career.
Don't stay there, Layla. Move. Now move. Get on your toes and move.
I've always done what I want to do. I told my mom when I was 18 I was going to move out of the house and I was going to get my own nail salon, and that's what I did. I told her that when I was 12. Everyone said, oh, you can't have your own business that young, you know. So I was like, okay, we'll see. Doing nails is an art. To do acrylic nails, to sculpt the nails, it's an art. Boxing is just another type of art, you know, something you gotta start at the beginning and work your way up.
Keep fighting, Layla. Get yours and get out.
Layla's a dynamic woman.
Push him off.
Diverse,
push him off.
Intelligent, articulate, good looking, and married.
Push him off.
My name is Johnny Yaya McClain. I am the president and CEO of Absolute Boxing, and I promote my beautiful wife, Layla Ali. When Layla decided to fight, I got involved with her in training. She's 9-0 with 8 knockouts. Two and a half years ago, she started this endeavor to be a boxer, to go on and win the world championship. Not to fight Jackie Frazier, but to go on and become a best female fighter that she could possibly be.
Break them off now. Finish the round.
When I first saw women's boxing on television, I was 18. That's the first time I ever knew anything about women's boxing. The thought never occurred to me.
Oh, a solid straight right, followed up by a right uppercut by Christy Martin. But Gogarty stands
it. I didn't want to do it because of my dad. He knew I was going to box because other people had told him. There was talk going on from me being in the gym. And then I just basically confirmed it. It's true. It's what I want to do. And he had his little talk with me, like, well, you know, what's going to happen if you get knocked down? What's going to happen if you get knocked out when you're dizzy? He basically went over all these things that can happen in boxing. And it's like, Dad, whatever happens, I'm ready to deal with it.
I'm Veronica Porsche Anderson. I'm Layla Ali's mother. It is difficult. It's my child in the ring. It was bad enough when her father was in the ring. It's the same thing, but worse. We always pray before each fight in the dressing room, and we pray for the other person also so that nobody's seriously hurt. My advice is don't get friendly with anybody till after the fight. When she gets in the ring, I say kill her. I don't mean literally kill her, but Layla understands what I mean. You don't want any thoughts in your mind when you're in the ring of anything tender.
I grew up around my dad until I was about 9, and then my parents got divorced. I was more being around my mother, you know, because my dad always had people around. He was always putting on a show, and, you know, I kind of shied away from that.
She never went to any of the actual fights, but we were always at the training camp. I have another daughter, and if someone had told me one would box, I would have never guessed that it would have been Layla, the quiet, shy, sweet one.
I'm the type of person, I don't know if you're this way, but, like, if I don't like somebody, if somebody makes me mad, I want to hit them. To be a fighter, that is, I think, what you have to have. I don't have a problem with confrontation, you know, and it kind of excites me.
Don't bounce, don't, Layla, shoot it straight out. Don't start there, straight out.
I'm Larry Merchant, boxing commentator and sportscaster for Home Box Office. I was a little off-put early on when women started to fight professionally. A lot of people were wincing and feeling that it was a kind of a circus sideshow and that those we were seeing weren't very good at it. But as we saw more women boxing and we saw some good fighters, what Christy Martin does and a few other women has convinced some skeptics that women who are serious about it can provide the kind of competition that can show us courage and skill and drama.
Don't bounce it first. Straight out. Straight out.
She be stinging. She be stinging.
I'm Cassius Green, the world-renowned cut man. Cut man is the guy that makes sure that one does not bleed too furiously. Started Layla Ali the boxing. I traveled all over the world with her father when he was heavyweight champion of the world. I thought it'd be good for her to kind of carry on the legacy. Always dancing and moving and having the same type of charisma that he had. She don't exactly carry it out like I'd like her to, because she just don't really want to go that far sometimes. She just tries to be herself and not be braggadocious like her father was, but...
I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Hello. I'm Layla Ali. I'm a professional fighter, and I'm going to be knocking Jackie Frazier out on June 8th. Anyone who's seen me before knows when it's fight time, I don't have much to say. You know, I know this is going to be an interesting and entertaining fight because this is the first opponent that I really cannot stand and
you
cannot wait.
You're right about that, baby.
It's okay.
You can be on your butt.
It's okay.
Absolutely. Prolific work.
And now I have somebody that's been calling me out. I remember that first day I saw her on television running her mouth talking about, I want Layla Ali and I'm going to knock her out. As far as history is concerned, it's always going to be the same. The Ali's are going to be on top. The Frazier family just going to go through the same thing they went through with their father. Your mama got whooped. Your mama got whooped. That's what the kids are going
to
be hearing.
Your sister Smoke has come to lend credibility to you. And after I knock your tail out on the floor...
Jackie likes to make it sound like I'm the bad guy, but I was the one boxing when she came out of the woodwork and hadn't even had a fight yet. So I said if she got more fights under her belt that I would fight her. So now I'm going to fight her, I'm going to get her out of there, and I'm going to move on. You got to move
them things. I'm not sure what it means to women's boxing. This kind of fight, if the level of skill is below the best level of the sport for women, will probably do a little bit more damage to women's fighting than it will to enhance it.
Everybody knows I make more money because I'm marketed. More people are going to watch me because of my last name. You know, but I feel that it's also my responsibility to represent women's boxing and work as hard as I can to be an athlete.
I got a couple of stats that I don't have it. She's 23, here's your wife. And what's your measurements?
5'10".
5'10".
165.
165.
Yeah, I normally I would slap a man, he asked my wife.
I know that, you can't do that now.
I was blessed to have Layla. Layla is a commodity. It just opened the doors up for me. It gets my phone calls answered by people that wouldn't answer them normally. So it puts me up in there as a real player in the game.
My father's really not in this game anymore. Frazier's still have a gym. They still are very into boxing. And my dad's not. You know, he's a humanitarian now. He's traveling. You know, he's still very deep into his religion.
I'm a Muslim. Her father's a Muslim. She was raised Muslim. So we fear nothing but Allah. We do the necessary things to prepare for it. So whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen whether she's boxing or she's not boxing. If she's meant to get Parkinson's, she'll get Parkinson's from inhaling nail fumes. So we can't live our lives being scared of what may happen. I fear nothing but Allah.
I wouldn't worry about getting like my father because he has effects from boxing, but his Parkinson's did not come from boxing. But my whole boxing career won't even last as long as my dad's amateur career lasted, you know? And if I started getting hit upside my head too much, then I would stop. I motivated my dad to get back in the gym and start training and talking about he was gonna make a comeback. I get up and we play fight and jab at each other, and you know, he's always amazed, you know, just to see me doing things that he used to do. I'm definitely not the same fighter my father was. I don't think I ever will be. I'm not anywhere near his level. People look at me and just don't understand why such a pretty person would want to box. I like to fight, and looks have nothing to do with boxing. People seem to forget that I am Muhammad Ali's daughter, and boxing is in my blood.